Cardiff Carnival 25th anniversary project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Venue, Swicker Office. The date is 25th of October 2014. And the interviewees are Sally Verrill and Jane Bellamy. Jane, would you
Yes.
please spell your name for the record?
Jane, Jane Bellamy, BELLAMY.
Over to you, Sally.
Sally, SALLY, Varell, VARRARRAL.
Thank you very much indeed. When did you first come across the Cardiff Masked Carnival?
I first came across some carnival on what's it, 1990, or I can't
Three.
remember, three, yeah. In the Christopher Columbus 500 Years of Resistance, Columbus. And I was just happened to be into town, just wandering around, and this just
Minding your own
came at my own
business.
business. And along I just came to the haze and just saw this just colour and noise that just coming straight up the road to the haze. And I was just blown over actually by the whole thing, the spectacle of it. And these huge structures. I think one of them was my best was the favorite was the oh in the boats, all the boats, all the people in the boats. I thought that was fantastic. And just the fact that you could use that and people were moving with it and just and I was moving with it as well. So yeah, that was my first, definitely my first experience at Carnival. And then from there, I thought I've got to get involved with this. So joined the samba band, and started clicking away on the old what they called
Go-go bells?
go-go bells. That's the word.
It's
Yes, the go-go
okay.
bells. Go-go bells were the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Yes, every Sunday evening, and that's how I started. Yes, it was amazing.
How about you, Sally? What was your first point of contact?
I mean, it's almost a shared experience, definitely by being a spectator and witnessing and seeing it. And like Jane said, the right world is spectacle there. But and I feel like my memory is failing me, and I don't know what order this all happened in. But because I came to work at Rubicon, I was very aware then, and I because I came to meet with Jane, I was very aware of the carnival. But I also got involved with dancing with Sally McLennan. And my Adrian ran the samba band, and she set up a dance group for it. And I really can't remember in what order it all happened, but I was a participant of
Was the
one of the
dance group called
carnivals,
the
and I
Tartan
think it's,
Angels or something like that?
oh yeah,
There we
that
are.
was another one. But
Oh,
that,
right.
yeah,
Oh.
that's interesting. Yeah,
Right.
no, I was dancing with June and Sally and Tracy and myself, and then Adrian did some music for us as well. Yes,
Okay.
yeah. So that was kind of an offshoot, actually. Yeah, and that was just very much about dancing in the street, and for festivals. But yeah, no. So I was a dancer with Sally's group, and we danced with the samba band, and so I was a participant in the carnival soon after as well, before becoming involved in the making of it. But yeah, for me, it's just yes. I think it's something, and I think I'm quite selfish about this. If you see something like that, you want to be in it rather than observing it, and so I was delighted when I became involved in it.
You've both been, I think, working as a team, really, wasn't it? As animateurs, actually, trying to help put the bullet in the gun of actually, yes, I mean, nine tenths of the iceberg is the making of costumes, but if on, come the big day, come the day of actually showing the work, if the costumes aren't kinetic, if the dance groups don't dance with joy, then we have no carnival. So 1994 at Cathays Community Centre, you'd have been part of the teams then?
I think I was there. That's I came in as part of the
Yes.
team then. That was when I first came. That was my first year. Yes, it was. Yeah, 1994.
And of course that we wouldn't
Yeah.
have had a specific dance space, for
There wasn't a specific dance space,
example.
and it was basically just right, everybody wants to move. We're doing it here now at this point in time, and then we had maybe a couple of drummers, and that was Chris was there that time as well.
Chris Gooing.
Chris, yes, that's
Yeah.
right. And we just just gathered everybody together who wanted to dance, whether they were going to be dancers in it or not. They would all have to move at some point to the music. And we just did these huge, I remember it, huge sessions. It was quite impressive. And we just took over the space, basically. Mm-hmm. And then everyone making had to go to the next space, or people making were around the space. And yeah, that first year was quite, having seen 100 Years of Resistance, 500 Years of Resistance before, in the year before, it was almost like, oh, God, I'm part of it. But also, it's this whole thing about getting people participating. Mm. And that's what I enjoyed about it, you know, just encouraging people who perhaps hadn't moved at all, just to step, yeah, do a few steps and feel comfortable doing it and just letting themselves go. Because, that, I mean, obviously, carnival, that's what it's about. It's expressing yourself through music and being somebody else, maybe, for that day.
The art of transformation, that's one of the scriptures we use.
And if you can help them move within their costume to do that, then that's, yeah.
It's got to be a good thing.
I also have memories of almost collecting people. And it's that idea of, yes, there would be advertised, a dance workshop would be going on, but actually that to me isn't part of what carnival's about. It's not this separate thing.
No.
And so actually people would be in the space making, joining, some people would be dropping in off of the street, literally, and all dropping out. It actually became part of it. And it was almost processional in the making. You do, they disappear, they come back.
Mm.
So yeah, and again, that's what's so lovely about it. It isn't about this advertised thing, you come and you do this. Actually, 1 minute you're making, 1 minute you're joining in, and yeah,
there's a fluidity about it.
There was.
We talk a lot about access and being inclusive, and it seems to be that bubble. It, you know, had no, there was no membrane for people to, you know, provided they could actually come through the door. They were welcoming.
I think that's just it. And it was all the mass camps were in the summer and in those lovely moments when it is sunny in Cardiff. And I think it used to spill out, didn't it?
Yeah, it would spill outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've got memories as well of sometimes the workshops literally happening outside.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when Chapter, there was a lot outside. And also the fact that, you know, families would come together and you'd get a family dancing.
Mm.
Especially, I mean, each carnival was different because of the different people that took part in it. But quite often there was lots of, that's what I enjoyed, was the family sessions where you'd have everybody, you'd have mum, dad, grandma, if you might be, you never know, granddad. Not many granddads, but, you know, a few. you know, but everybody just having a go. That's what I enjoyed about it. That's quite a lot of memories, especially when we had our children as well.
I was just about to say.
Our children came around.
What was that like? Yes.
Yeah, because we had them. Yeah, they were really young, weren't they, at that time? And they used to get, I mean, they still remember it now.
So they wake up screaming.
No, they do. They do remember it, and they always remember. They said, "Oh, you know, remember I used to." Because I always thought, "Well, am I dragging them along, or do they want to come along, or is Mum doing what she does and getting embarrassed by me and things like that?" But no, they got really positive memories, and I think. Yeah, definitely.
Well, for me, and it also, it forms part of my early memories of their life.
Yes.
It really does. Yeah. And because the first carnival I was in, because I was too attached to my children, Laurie was on my back in a holder, and so I danced the whole thing. And literally, sorry, you're going to get this now. I went away on holiday and then discovered I was pregnant with Finn, and then he came along to the next carnival, and that's when Natasha looked after. So Natasha used to look after Finn because it wasn't just this thing you turned up to. You were there all the time.
You were there all the time, and so you'd have someone to look after them or just to keep an eye on them. And we were doing your bit.
We were looking at photographs recently because Laurie, the one that was on my back, is now 22, and he had remembered his experience, and we were getting out photographs to show his girlfriend, and we found photographs of him with really long hair and being a monkey.
Did he have a red fez on?
No.
Some monkeys didn't.
No, he didn't.
Right.
He had long blonde hair and a tail and a monkey face.
Excellent.
But it is, but I think that's what Jane just said. It isn't just about, it's a whole family experience.
Mm.
It connects with people and brings out something, I think. I really do.
Obviously. Parading has been a constant of the past 25 years. There's always been a parading element, and the route has changed over the years. And the staging again, has changed over the 25 years. But we've just watched a video looking at an ending which went on to the Hayes for a bit of a party, but that happened on the steps of the National Museum of Wales before they put in the handrails, which certainly facilitate access for those with mobility problems, but actually took away our stage from us. Looking at the video, I mean, the groups do look highly choreographed. I mean, you were clearly involved in all that. I mean, I can remember you coming on walkthroughs and the rest of it, and we'd be there. Certainly, I can imagine in my mind's eye, the two of you were pointing and sort of doing some steps up here and on this podium. Well, the following will be happening. Is this all true? Have I made it all up?
I think there was a whole. When we started, there was a parading, and then it was a vision, I think, of Amaru, really, thinking about this idea of having carnival theatre.
Telling a story.
And I think that was part of it. So you had the element which was moving around, but actually it was thinking about what were those costumes about? What was underlying? What message? What was the theme underneath it? And trying to replicate that in a sort of a theatre context, I suppose. But yeah, and to some extent it worked. And then to other extents, everything went into chaos.
Yeah.
the idea was, so it was like trying to, so I don't know whether we actually got to that point where it sort of found a sort of a, you know, a space.
A happy
middle ground. And maybe it's something still to be explored. I don't know.
It's interesting because Jane used the absolute word. For me, something came out of the chaos. And I actually think for us, we had a picture in our head, but not a definite. It wasn't about people having to be there. And I think just in watching back, actually, is what I saw going on. There's a lot of connecting visually with people and then having that moment of dancing with them. And there was a very, very loose structure.
It was selfishly loose.
I kind of remember that I was doing a water section, and so we literally used that idea, like you said earlier, the fluidity. We'll allow it to be what it is. And we had moments of spiralling, like, you know, the idea of water and waves and forward and back. But
I can remember I definitely remember the eco mass, because there was that. I think that's when it came to the height of putting together some kind of a story. There was a very complex story to it, and I remember Amara had it in his head what it was going to be. And I had little snippets of it. And then all of a sudden he said, right, Jane, okay, so we know what we're going to do now? I'm going, yes. And he said, because I'm going to go on the stage now and drum. So I had no clue what was going on. I had little snippets. And then I'm trying to herd people on, and then people coming off, and then people going on and actually not wanting to leave the space. So I think, oh, well, there we are. That's it. That's where they are. That's fine. That's
you mean
okay.
You didn't get out of whip and drive them off the steps or something?
Exactly, because they were right in the zone. Amara was in the zone, and everybody's in the zone, so that was fine. But the idea behind it, the actual story, was very, very... And maybe that's okay. Maybe that's just what it needs to be. You know, it doesn't need to be any more than that.
Yeah.
So that I think that was the most ambitious one. I'm sure that was the most ambitious one. I'm just trying to think of some of the other ones. But that was when we had the stage as well, didn't we? We had the steps and the stage.
We had a flatback lorry.
Flatback lorry.
We needed to extend it because we were trying harder to tell for there to be some received meaning.
Yes. I think it worked. But
do you know
it's
what
your perception of what this thing would be? I think that was what's the main thing. What's the performance going to be like?
And I don't think it's about taking away the fact that there was a narrative there, but actually the whole carnival is visual, is a spectacle, and people watching, they make up their own stories.
Exactly.
And actually, as a participant in it, you make up your own story, and especially when you're in that moment, you really do.
Yes.
I've got to say, that takes me off on another journey. We were really lucky to do workshops with that guy from Belize.
Yes.
And, we're not even going to say workshops. We were kind of...
Experiences.
I think that's the first time I felt like I was in a trance, totally hypnotised, because I think we danced in a room non-stop for about 3 hours. And
it was here.
It was.
Yeah.
And I actually came out of it and felt like I had been transported into another space, and it was amazing. And that is something I wanted to be able to share with people. Allow yourself just to be there.
And we've been using it ever since.
Absolutely.
All that material I've been using ever since. All that sort of those traditions, the those things he imparted on us, which was to do with the music as well and the rhythms and yes. No, that was
I don't do this easily, but it's actually getting in touch with your spiritual self. And you, he did. We were allowed to do that in that moment, and it was, yeah, transcending moment. There we are.
Yes, it
was. Yeah. If you had obviously it's a visual feast carnival, but if you had to pick your most striking costume, may not be one that you wore yourself, may not even be one that you, well, you choreographed everything when you were there. What images come to your mind going down the street? I mean,
going down the street, I the one that I really remember is when there was the opening for the World Cup. I just was there, and there was all these people from different countries. Or was it South Africa and different places? It was Argentina was the first one, wasn't it? But there was lots of people there on the side. And I just remember just going dancing. I can't remember what I was wearing. A load of daffodils.
Yeah, Rugby World Cup.
A load of daffodils. There's bound to be that. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I think we were
trying to subvert stereotypes. I hasten to add. That was out of plan.
But we were all coming down and just seeing everybody coming down, because as you came down past the castle, there's a slight slope, isn't there? And you could see everybody in front of you and everybody behind you. You could just see everything, and it was just quite impressive. I thought that was a really strong memory, most definitely. Just because Jane you had
Bellamy
a different
is
audience.
The dancing daffodil.
Yes.
I see the credit on the film. Yeah,
I think it was in red, actually. Oh, well, there we go.
I know the picture of which you've seen. Yes, styrofoam that we were using.
Styrofoam,
I think there's also something about the scale, though, because there were some beautiful, magnificent, huge costumes. And to a certain extent, actually, the costume was the choreography of it, because actually the person within it just had to shift this thing along the street. But then you had the contrast of the people we were talking about earlier that just body painted, and actually that allowed for the freedom of the movement.
The freedom of the movement.
So it's just it's almost like they became the dancing costume themselves. And for me, that's one of the strong memories, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different kinds of traditions, different points of access, different points of ways of expressing yourself. Yeah. Really, I suppose variety's got to be good. It's got to be good.
I think the other memories is and that must have been the same year in Swansea.
Yeah.
The very first Swansea. That was very special. I think it was special because of the place. I don't know. That was very special. I think it was very good, that one. Yeah, very. Can't put my finger on why it was.
Because it opened the door in Swansea, I think.
Probably.
On one level,
probably,
I mean, they'd been dying out for some kind of public celebration.
It was the first,
and we showed them what they were capable of.
I think
of,
they were so enthusiastic. They were so open to everything. That was great.
Can I thank you both for your contribution those years ago and your eloquence now? Sally and Jane, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.